What's up, guys? Ahmad Hakimi here, the flipping ninja, here to show you how to make thousands and thousands of dollars buying, selling, flipping things on Craigslist, eBay, and thrift stores. So today's discussion is going to be how to start flipping things with $0. Zero, zero, zero. Nothing, nothing. You can do it. It's possible. I've done it. I've showed people how to do it. And I've walked people through making money from thin air, from scratch, remotely, from across the country. Meaning, I would talk to somebody on the phone. I would look at their market. I would look at local Craigslist postings. I would tell them exactly what to do, where to drive, what to pick up, what to do to repost it, how much to repost it for, how to take photos, what to write in the ad description. Bam. Publish it. Post it. Boom. Sold for a profit. They just made cash out of no monetary investment, but strictly a time and energy and creativity investment. And that's what the Flipping Ninja is all about. I really wanted to create a place for you and basically a methodology that's easy for you to remember and master. So if you're somebody who thinks you need money to get started, then you don't have a money problem. What you do have is a mindset problem, meaning there's so many creative ways to make money and get started and leverage not your money, because you may not have money, but your time, your energy, and your creativity. So if you look on Craigslist, the free section, literally within, if you pull up Craigslist for your city right now, within 15 seconds, I guarantee you, you'll find three items that you can pick up and sell for a profit. Meaning, you didn't pay any money up front. You just simply go pick them up, repost them following specific guidelines. You really want to post, take high quality photos, very appealing way, and write the ad properly. And I go over that in my Flipping Ninja Blueprint of how to write ads that sell. And I actually have templates included for you so that you don't have to do the groundwork of coming up with something. You simply fill in blanks, take your photos, fill in the blanks, boom, post it. See, the thing is, if you want to start making massive profits, you're going to have to learn to be fast, because speed is the game here. The fast beat the big. So if you can pick up all these items, the faster you can post them, the faster they'll sell. The faster they'll sell, the quicker you'll clearing up your inventory so that you can go and get more stuff and just keep the cycle going. Just as an example, you can make $600 in 1 week, or you can make that same $600 in 1 month. The only difference between the guy who makes that $600 in 1 month and the guy who makes the $600 in a week is how fast he can post the items, how fast he can recycle his inventory, how quickly he can get things on the market. So back to what I was saying, you can start flipping things with $0 down. Actionable advice I give you right now, something you can go and do right now to get started, easy. Pull up Craigslist, look at the free section, and simply look at everything. Look at everything in the free section. It could be a dishwasher, it could be a table, it could be a TV. A lot of people like to get rid of their older TVs just because everyone's got flat screens these days. And when you look at the items in the free section, you cannot look at them from the perspective of whether or not you like the item or not. Okay, it's not about what you like. Just because you feel that an old GPS navigation system is obsolete because everybody has smartphones today does not mean that there's people out there who are specifically looking for a GPS unit, like straight up old school style. And funny story, one time there was a GPS unit that one of my friends got. And we actually were at the thrift store together. We were at Goodwill together. There was a GPS unit that was selling for, I think it was a Garmin or a Magellan. Either way, Magellan or Garmin, they were pretty pricey back when they came out. These GPS units you put in your car. And the GPS unit was $3.99. It was $4 for this GPS unit. And fully functional, it worked. And yeah, it had a GPS. It had all the maps. It even had a speedometer that shows you how fast you're going. It shows the date and time. So standard GPS unit. She got it for $4. She was hesitant at first. And I told her, I said, look, it's freaking $4. there's no way you're going to lose money on that deal. Let's just put it that way. So I told her to get it. She got it. She posted it up. 6 days later, this guy calls her and he's like, oh my God, do you still have the GPS unit? I really want it. As an older guy. And she's like, yes, I do. And she posted it for $35. So basically the guy was extremely stoked. He was like, oh my God, I really want to buy it. Please save it for me. Do not sell it. It's old. When can I come get it? So they met and she actually sold it to him. And this guy, the reason he really wanted this GPS unit is because it's so funny. It wasn't even because of the GPS use. It was because his speedometer on his car had went out and he was looking for a GPS speedometer because that GPS had a speedometer on it that shows how fast you're driving. And that's what he was after. I mean, this guy was freaking creative. This guy's smart. He's getting a freaking GPS speedometer. That is state of the art. So anyway, he bought it and she made a profit and boom, you know. So back to investing or, you know, trying to flip items with zero or very low dollars. You go on the Craigslist section. You can't look at items from your eyes. You have to look at items from the market's eyes. And there's two rules. There's two rules that I discuss in the blueprint that you have to live by. You have to go into this game by, and you have to do business with by. Keep in mind that these two rules, if you follow these two rules, it's probably going to 10x your profits throughout the whole year and in general. You follow these two rules and you're going to make thousands and thousands of more dollars than if you don't. Literally, these two rules, I want you to live by these two rules in your flipping journey. So rule number one is you have to always, always, always remember, always remind yourself, keep telling yourself, everything sells. Everything sells. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you walk into a thrift store and you see an ugly, ugly-ass living room chair that's purple. That's from the 70s. You don't like it. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if your best friend doesn't like it and thinks it's ugly. It doesn't matter what you think. What matters is what the market is willing to pay for it. So you should be getting that chair. You shouldn't be cutting it out. Now imagine going through your journey, going through life, going through, you know, Craigslist, thrift stores, eBay, with a close-minded eye versus going into it with what we call the eye for the deal, which means looking at things from the market's perspective. You suddenly expand your pipeline and you get to exploit so many more markets. Not only that, you're serving so many more people because you're going through so many more, such variety of items. So when you're looking at the free section of Craigslist, the reason most people don't think that they can do it is because they're still looking at the items from that very limited viewpoint, from that very limited and small, narrow lens. They think just because they wouldn't take the item or they wouldn't take it home for themselves, they think it's not something that others will buy. First rule, keep telling yourself everything sells. Okay, everything sells. Now, we're not talking about how much it's going to sell for. It could sell for, you could make $200 on it, you could make $20. But the fact is, everything sells. It doesn't matter. There's someone somewhere out there who is going to buy that product. Now, it might not be for the price that you want, but that doesn't change the fact that everything sells. Okay? So that's rule number one. And rule number two ties directly in with rule number one. They go hand in hand. Once you realize and really truly believe and understand that everything sells, you have to, rule number two is have the balls to buy. Have the courage to buy. Have the balls, have the confidence to buy. You have to buy. And when I say buy, I also mean if you see something on the free section of Craigslist, have the courage to go pick it up for, you know, go pick it up for free. Don't think that it's not going to sell just because it has zero appeal to you or you have zero knowledge on it. You guys, those two rules alone, if you follow those two rules alone, I've basically shown you a way for you to make hundreds and hundreds of dollars for the rest of your life if you want. I mean, think about if you do this even a couple times for a month, you know, you make $100, $200, $300 a month. Boom. You just created a second income stream for yourself just by following these two rules. Everything sells, have the balls to buy. So it's very important you remember that. And when you're browsing through the free section of Craigslist, look at everything. You want to look at it with an expanded lens, you want to look at it with the eye for the deal and know that it's going to sell. So that's why when I say, you know, I can pull up the free section of Craigslist in any country, any city, and basically make money probably within hours or days, it's really true because there's so much out there. And you have to remember that. I'm not looking at it from my perspective. There's no need for me to have a freaking random stainless steel dishwasher, an extra dishwasher sitting around my house. There's no need for me to have, I don't know, some extra random old printer. This is targeted towards those people who are specifically looking to start with $0 or have no money to start. They want to start. They want to start making money and get into the game. You know, at first, if you don't have money, you can't leverage your money. You're going to have to leverage something else, which is your energy and time. And the free section of Craigslist is a perfect place to do it. And let's say you pick up that old printer, you post it up for $50. Shit, you just made $50 just from 25 minutes of your time driving to pick it up and coming back and posting it. You know, and even if you have to settle for less, I mean, you have to start somewhere, right? So go get that free printer that you find or that free old TV, post it up for $15. You just made $15. You can use that $15 to leverage on your next deal and just keep growing. So there is power in the free section of Craigslist. There's so much power. And I'm giving you small examples, but even as someone who spends money to buy something and flips it for more, don't disregard the free section of Craigslist. There's so many deals. I've made hundreds of dollars using the free section of Craigslist. There's so many things I got that I flipped. There's a red couch one time that I picked up, and someone was just moving, and they just wanted someone to, you know, go pick it up and take it. And I happen to have a pickup truck that I bought for the flipping business, and super useful. I recommend if you can afford it, pick up a pickup truck. And if you can't afford it, keep flipping things until you could buy a cheap one, because it'll just eventually pay for itself. But anyway, going back to the red couch, there's a red couch on Craigslist that I saw, and this family, they were just moving. So they just wanted it gone. They wanted someone to take it. And I immediately see it. I'm like, okay, it's a microfiber red couch. And crappy photos, obviously, they don't really care. They just want to get rid of it. But I saw potential right away. I'm like, hey, it's free. I got a truck. Shit, I'm going to go get it. And 6 days later, I sold it for $275. So think about it, guys. That's probably 45 minutes tops time investment. I think it's like 15 minutes away. I drive. I pick it up. They actually help me load it in, and I bring it home. And the crazy part about this flip that I did is I didn't even take it out of my pickup truck. So what I did was I went and picked up the couch. I brought it home in my truck. I kept it in my garage. I didn't even take the couch out of my garage and take it inside of my house. I kept it in my garage. What I did was I took pictures of the couch while it was in the back of my pickup truck. But on top of that, I actually got the model of the couch, and I found some stock photos of it online. And I saved them, so when I posted my ad, I had my photos that I took, which I also enhanced, so I made it look better. And and obviously, if you think about it, you're like, how the hell are you going to sell a freaking couch that's sitting in the back of a pickup truck? And that's the thing, guys. There's an art to it. I mean, there's ways to do it. You've got to really get creative and sell the shit out of it. I mean, you've got to sell that thing like crazy. I mean, use everything. You've got to enhance the pictures, take the right pictures, write the proper ad description that really sells the product and appeals to people. And not just that, but on top of all of that, what I did was at the end of my ad, I offered free delivery. So that's the part that closes the deal. I mean, the fact that it's free delivery completely closes the deal. Think about it. You just moved into your first apartment. You're browsing on Craigslist for a couch. Maybe you're a college student or you can't afford something too pricey, so you're just looking for something for your living room that's completely empty. So you are browsing and you come across this beautiful red couch, and finally at the end of it, first of all, it's affordable and it's also free delivery. I mean, that immediately closes the deal. I know if I was in that position, I'd be like, holy shit, this guy's gonna bring me the couch? Hell yeah, I want it. So like I said, despite it being still in the back of my truck, I offered free delivery in my ad. And I priced it perfectly, and immediately it sold for $275 6 days later. And very little work on my side, besides obviously putting the ad together. And as far as loading and unloading, when I went to pick up the couch, the guy actually helped me load it in. It wasn't even that bad. It was super light, and I dropped it off, helped them load, the buyer who bought it for me, I helped them load it into their place, and probably took like 10 minutes, and then that was it. I mean, bam, $275. And like a deal like that, it's not like that's a rare thing to happen. That's not something that's uncommon or unheard of. That's, if you're constantly browsing the free section of Craigslist, you're going to see deals like that all the time that you can jump on. There's no scarcity. There's no lack of deals. You know, there's an abundance of deals, and they're constantly being posted. And, I mean, even if you miss out on a deal, one time I read somewhere that, like, deals are like buses. If you miss one, there's always another one around the corner. You know, they're constantly coming. They're constantly flowing. So, yeah, if you're trying to get into the flipping business with, you don't have a lot of money, maybe you're just like a college student, or, you know, you don't have much capital to invest starting up, you can still get your foot in the game. And as long as you make that decision and follow those two rules I mentioned, everything sells and have the balls to buy, you can put your foot in the door. And not only that, there's so much that can happen right then and there. You can literally, I mean, that deal I did, for example, let's say you do a couple of deals, you get like, you finally make $300 in like 2 weeks. Now you've got something to work with. Now you can use that $300 and probably quadruple it if you play your cards right, if you find the right deals, if you buy things low and sell them for, you know, higher profits. So at that point, you've got power. You've got more power. You've got $300. You've got cash. You've got more leverage. You can leverage that. And the possibilities are endless. You can scale your business from there. So yeah, I just wanted to quickly give you a talk on how to get started with $0 and give you some insights and tips you can try and work on that might help. And there's so many more examples in my blueprint that I have. There's a document I put in there with every deal, or almost every deal. There's hundreds of deals in there that I go through, free, paid for, and just like cool, crazy finds. And I try to post as much as possible. Yeah, I highly recommend. I mean, it's something that you want to jump on and really educate yourself so that you can take action fast, really get started. Even if you're not ready for that, I want you to go on Craigslist right now and look at the free section. See what you can pick up, see what you can find, see what you can flip, and start making money. Because it's real, it's going to happen, and you can do it.